This is a story by Paul Mason. I had originally done a teaser for it, but he graciously posted the whole thing on his Facebook page. So this is the whole story. Morning commute, the train. I hate commuting. Struggling in the doors of the trains, packed elbow to armpit with business people, bums, kids, misfits, and the general public at large. Our trains here in Vancouver fit into three different categories. Old, smelly, and cramped. Middle-aged, cramped. Newer, cramped, but with AC sometimes to spread smells evenly throughout the train. I was in a new train. I like those best, or hate those least, because there is an accordion-style coupling connecting the cars. Slightly less crowded in that section, since it is furthest from the doors. Still gets full at rush hour, but there's less hustle and bustle. It was a normal afternoon. The train was packed, and there wasn't even room to read my book. It was that crowded. A woman wedged herself into the space beside me. She bumped against me, and we shared that tired, "sorry I'm in your space" look that we all do. She was cute, maybe late 30s, but I am terrible at guessing women's ages. Shorter than me by a few inches, with short blondish hair bobbed, she had a pixie nose, and she was, as far as I could tell, reasonably fit-looking. She wore an open business-style trench raincoat that came down just past the hem of her gray skirt, and a white blouse with a few buttons undone. I noticed in the usual way a guy notices every woman. Attractive. Definitely attractive. I stared blindly ahead after that, pressed in by the crowd, bag in one hand, my other hand gripping the wall to keep my balance. Unexpectedly, I felt fabric brush the back of my hand. Resisting an impulse urge to move my hand away, I glanced over and saw that she had brushed against me. That gray cloth taut against her belly, I thought. However, bumping against each other isn't uncommon, so I didn't read anything into it and went back to my Walter Mitty daydreams. Again, I felt cloth on the back of my hand, but this time it was pressing harder and for longer. I glanced at her face this time and noticed that while she was staring stoically straight into the wall, there was a ghost of a smile on her lips. This time I turned my hand so it was palm facing out and left it between us, shielded by my body and her coat open on both sides of her. Gratifyingly, I felt her rub against my palm, and never having been a shy person, I pressed back, feeling her belly through the cloth, rubbing slightly back and forth, giving her the opportunity to stop if she wished. She didn't. Her hips, unseen by anyone, swayed back and forth, letting my palm drift across the small hollows they made and back and again. I let my hand drift south a little, feeling the waistband of her panties under the cloth of her skirt, and then further, and down over her thigh and across, feeling that juncture full of heat as she arched a little, pressing against my fingers. I stopped and leaned forward, placing my bag between my feet, letting my hand come down to her knee. No skirt, just a sheer nylon over her cute leg. As I straightened up, I brought my hand up with me, slowly, up her leg under the hem of her skirt. And still, no one could see as my fingers climbed higher and higher, hidden by that perfectly positioned coat of hers. I felt her stocking end and hot skin begin, and it turned me on. I could feel my cock stiffen in my pants as I came up her thigh to her hip, feeling that smooth cotton cloth of her panties flush against her. I tried very hard not to let my face get red as my mind went into overdrive with lustful thoughts. I looked over again, and she met my stare with nothing else visible on her face. I stopped moving my hand, and as she stared at me deadpan, her hips gave a little buck, wanting me to move. I obliged, sliding across the front of her panties and down to that hot fulcrum of her pussy, mere millimeters of cloth separating her from my exploring fingers. I could tell rubbing her that she was already wet. The cloth was slipping across her lips as I stroked her through it, and not wanting to wait, I slipped my fingers under the cloth and back to her pussy. A few light strokes opened her like a wet flower, and my fingers slipped down her length before curling up and inside her. She was gorgeously tight, and I could feel her muscles clench as I finger-fucked her, curled so that I could rub her clit as I slipped in and out of her. Oh my God, it was so hot and wet. I wanted to taste her, my brain exploding with the idea of her legs wrapped around my neck as my tongue went in, where my fingers already were. I have a ridiculously advanced oral fixation, and so my mind always goes there first. I wanted to feel her thighs trembling against my cheeks as I licked and stroked her. Must have shown on my face. Her mouth opened as she stared at me, her hips moving so slightly, tinily as she got hotter. I could tell she was radiating heat, and I knew she was going to come for me reasonably soon, right there. Unbeknownst to anyone, hidden in plain sight. Her nipples, also hidden from casual view, stiffened against the cloth of her blouse, and I licked my lips, wanting my mouth on those while she rode me. I have an active imagination. Plunging down and impaling herself on my rigid cock, my hands on that cute ass lifting and pulling her on to me. But we'd have to settle for my fingers stroking, fucking, slipping, rubbing and playing. I love the feel of a woman. I love that hot tunnel. I could spend a day and a night and another day just filling it. Licking it, stroking it. I don't know for sure, but I think watching me watch her did it for her as her tongue darted out to moisten her lips. Again, my brain went into overdrive as I imagined her kneeling in front of me, that hot little tongue sliding over the swollen tip of my cock before she slid me into her achingly hot mouth. I could almost feel the wet satin of the inside of her cheek as my cock pushed against it, sliding and slipping while she sucked and played. I imagined getting harder and harder, curving more, tangling her hair in my fingers, as I came closer to shooting ribbons of hot cum straight into her waiting mouth, splashing her tongue. Her hips bucked again, and with that undefinable way women have, I knew she was right on the edge. I stroked her faster and harder as she bit her lower lip and then released it as I felt her pussy contract and hold, hips bucking and then relax as she stopped biting her lip and her eyes closed for a few seconds. I slowed to a stop with my fingers, and as she caught her breath, I slipped out from under the cloth. I spent a moment readjusting her panties to cover that gorgeous pussy properly. Raising my soaking wet fingers to my face, I could smell her, and surreptitiously I sucked her juice off a finger, letting her salty, sweet, tasty flavor explode across my tongue. She watched with a smile and then bent to retrieve her bag. She stepped past me on her way out, giving me a sneaky little squeeze in the right place as she edged by me. I watched her go. I was a little sad, and oh so horny, knowing I'd never see her again. Imagine my gratified surprise a few stops later when I noticed a business card sticking out of the bag at my feet.